I am the light that illumines all. I am the light that illumines all. I am like the candle. The candle doesn't illumine itself. It illumines all in the world about it. The candle illumines all that is anywhere around it. The candle illumines all in the world. And that's what I am. I am the light that illumines all in my world. When I look at you, I look at you with my light, and I see you as a beautiful, bright, shining star. I look at you, and I see you as the beautiful being that you are. Not because you are a beautiful being, but because I see you as a beautiful being. Because if I want to, I can see you as a not beautiful being, and you can be a very beautiful being, and I can see you as a not beautiful being, because I look at you with my eyes. I look at you with my light. I look at you with who I am. So if I am a beautiful light, if I choose to always be a glorious, pure white light of love, then I will see all things in my world as the pure white light of love. I will see all things in my world as the beautiful things that they truly are, because that's what original creation is, the pure white light of love, the unconditional love, the love that embraces all and says all is good and all is very good. No matter what I look at in my life, I look at it and I call it good. Now today is Thanksgiving Day, and it's a day where we call everything good. And we look at everything in the world and we say how wonderful it is. And we look at all the people in the world and we say how wonderful they are. And if we choose to look at problems, then that's our unhappiness. But if we choose to look at solutions, and we choose to look at all that is good and beautiful and glorious, then that's our benefit. And we may always live our life to our benefit if we wish, because we are always that light. We are always the pure white light of love. That's our nature. That's who we are. And if we live as the pure white light of love and see all things as the pure white light of love, then all things will be glorious and magnificent and beyond imagination for us, and they'll be just the way we want them to be. But if that's the way we want it to do, is that how we want it to happen? Is that what we want life to be all about? The pure white light of love? I am the pure white light of love, and everything I look upon is the pure white light of love. Everything you look upon is the pure white light of love. We are mutually looking at the world in a wonderful, glorious way. That's our choice. We mutually do this. It's a mutual admiration society that determines all is good and very good. All is wonderful and very wonderful. All is magnificent and very magnificent. And it really doesn't matter what the world might appear to be. For us, it is beautiful. You open your eyes and you say, I see a beautiful world, because the light in you shines upon the world, and the light in you is good and beautiful, and as it shines upon the world, it sees the world as good and beautiful, and that's all the world will ever be for one who has the pure white light of love in them, as everyone does. And lets this pure white light of love shine upon all their creation. Because you're my creation, just as I am your creation. You're my creation. I created you in my world as the ideal you. I created you in my world as the wonderful you, the glorious you, the fantastic you. You are in my light. My pure white light of love looks at you and sees your pure white light of love, which is a reflection of my pure white light of love. And your pure white light of love is so glorious, I just dwell in it, and I giggle in it, I snuggle in it, and I'm wonderful in it, because that's who you are, and that's what you are in my world. That's the wonderful thing that you are in my world. That's the beautiful thing that you are in my world. You are my reflection. and my reflection is the reflection of the pure white light of love, unconditional love, joy, peace, harmony, goodness under all circumstances. Now, this is a wonderful way to be. It's a happy way to be. It's a magnificent way to be. It's how I am and how you are. Is this how you want to be? Is this how you want to express your life? Do you want to express your life as a pure white light of love? Then do it. Then do it. Because as you express your life as a pure white light of love, that's all you'll know. That's all you'll see. So, on this beautiful Thanksgiving Day, we say, what a day we have to be thankful for. We look at everything and we say, it is good and very good. We look at the food on the table and we say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. We do not have to say anything more. We do not have to go into a long tirade as to how this is presented to us by God, which is the divine within us, and how this is glorious and wonderful. But this food is healthy, indeed, healthy for my body and filled with love. And because this food is healthy for my body and filled with love, my body exudes the love that this food is filled with. And it shines us forth into all the world, into all my life, into all that is. We have so much to be thankful for. We are such good creators. We have created a glorious life, a beautiful life, a marvelous life. We've created all in divine order. We've created all beautiful and all good. We are the creators of our world, and we are creating it beautiful and fantastic and glorious and good, because that's all we know how to create. That's all we have to be within us. And the world outside is a reflection of the world within us. And so if the world outside is a reflection of the world within us and the world outside is good, then the world within us has to be good. And so always look at the world outside as good and beautiful, because it's a reflection of the purity, of the majesty, of the wonder, of the goodness within you, within me. And I look at the world and I say, it is good and very good. I look at all the people in the world and I say, they are good and very good. I look at all the circumstances in the world and I say, they are good and very good. All is in divine order. All is peace. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. My world is healthy for my life and filled with love, because my world is a reflection of who I am. My world is a reflection of what's going on in my life. My world is a reflection of why I like the world. My world is a reflection of why I think everyone in the world is fantastic, glorious, good, beautiful, marvelous, delightful. Because that's all that the world is. And that's all that I am. And that's all that I know how to be. And that's all that I ever want to be. Yes. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This world is healthy for my life and filled with love. It's healthy for my reflection, because it's a reflection of the unconditional love in me, of myself first, and of the world that I have created about me, and all the people in the world that I have created about me, and all of the life that I have created about me, and all of the goodness that I have created about me. Because this is a good world. This is a glorious world. And I am so thankful that I am a good creator. I'm so thankful that I create everything and I can call it good, as the divine in me has it for now and forevermore. So today, call your world good and very good. Know it's your creation. And know that just as you say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love, this beautiful Thanksgiving Day, my world is glorious and filled with love, and it's my creation, now and forevermore. And how wonderful that is. How super wonderful that is. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.